Hi, I'm Chad Hughes, and you're listening to Elevated Access, the inside story. This episode, I met with John Yoakum. John is an innovator, and he has created a platform called Part and Parcel, which is a matchmaking marketplace that connects access professionals with companies or individuals that are hiring. In this episode, John and I talk about the attributes and the benefits to both the access professionals and also the companies that are looking to hire people. He shares with us some real rich ideas that have gone into this platform, like training and content creation and skill and attribute assessments, as well as ranking through algorithms that they've created to help match the right resources to the right projects. You're going to be interested to tune into this if you're looking at finding an opportunity or hiring for an opportunity. So tune in now to the conversation with John. John, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Chad.
Great to have you join us today. So, John, you and I are fellow right-of-way agents, but that's not what we're here to talk about today. Today, we're going to talk about something very innovative you've created, which is a bit techy. We're going to talk about your platform called Part and Parcel, which is a matchmaking marketplace for connecting industry with right-of-way agents. I think that's really cool. We all can appreciate how hard it could be at times to find the right resources for a project. And so I think what you're doing here is trying to solve that problem. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So before we get right into that, though, why don't you start us off and tell us a little bit about your background and then where this idea came from.
So I've been in the right-of-way land space for just over 14 years. And so anybody that's been in the space long enough, especially if you've been a supervisor or a manager, has been frustrated with the process of finding good qualified folks. And then sometimes that doesn't always work out very well, hopefully in the rare instance, but some more than others. So that's how it started with me. It's probably 3-4 years ago now. It actually started in my mind as a nonprofit concept. And so the idea was, what had happened was I hired a couple guys that didn't work out. And I was on the hook for a chunk of money because they bailed. And I had to pay the client for the mess that they made. And so I was frustrated because I had nowhere to go to hold them accountable. There was no Yelp for land agents. So I couldn't go warn the industry, hey, look out for these guys, you know, something, stay away. So that's actually how it started, was just to create transparency and accountability in the industry so that folks could see who's working on what. And we'd have some sort of rating system to hold not only the agents, but the companies accountable and showcase those that do a good job and hold those accountable that don't. And so that's how it started. Then it kind of morphed into wanting to see more promotion of cross-training, especially for folks in oil and gas that were wanting to get into renewables. We had a lot of that. So I came up on the renewables side, and whenever there was an oil and gas downturn, we'd have a flood of folks coming over wanting to get in. But, you know, it was kind of half-hearted. They hadn't done any research. They didn't know anything about the industry, and they were one of dozens. So none of them really worked, had the tools or resources to set themselves apart or to really set themselves up to succeed on that side. You know, the underlying skills are the same, but there's nuances and different things that they could have capitalized on to better themselves. So that, and then more affordable training and education. So there's some industry associations out there, but some of them cost their credentials and their courses can be pricey at times, especially for folks on a budget. So that was, I guess, the genesis of it all, was to try and find a way to make those available to others in the industry like myself, and eventually morphed into what it is now.
I want to talk a little bit later more specifically about the benefits. But before we go there, tell us a little bit more about, just kind of high level, who is it for? Like, is this platform, is it for the independent agent who is looking to find a contract, or is it for more geared towards the industry, like the hiring manager? Who's it really serving?
Well, both. And so that's been a tricky balance, a tricky line to walk, because we really do want to serve both equally. So it has a community and content aspect for the land professionals, because we really want to, we want this to be the place to go for land professionals, either whether you're looking for a job or looking to hire a land professional. We want part and parcel to be the place to come. And so to do that, we have to provide value to both parties. And so for the land professionals, you know, we want to provide content. We want to provide a community, as well as make that hiring process really easy and offer them ways to stand out from the crowd. And then same with the hiring companies. You know, again, we want to be the place where you come to hire folks, so that pretty much anybody who's anybody in the industry is there, and that we've got our algorithms to help them find the right ones.
When you came up with the idea, sounds like, you know, you were faced with your own problem. You're trying to solve partly your own problem. How do you think that background really played into your ability to take this forward? Because I want to hear a little bit about the process. You're developing a technology solution while your background is in access, land access. And so I'm curious about that process. So to begin with that, you know, how did your background enable you to get it kicked off and then see it through?
First of all, I sat on the idea for a couple of years, which is a little unlike me. I'm pretty entrepreneurial by nature, but I sat on it, and every 6 months I would come back to the idea, because technology isn't my background. And so it was a bit intimidating to try and make that leap. But yeah, eventually I just kept coming back to it, and more I kept honing the idea in my mind, and then made the leap. And it was a leap. So for me, what I did and what I still prefer to do is rely on references from people I trust. And so that's what I did here, is I surrounded myself with experts in website development and marketing and these sorts of things to help me because I don't know what I don't know. So I brought in folks. Well, I never like to be the smartest guy in the room, and luckily that's not a challenge for me, but I always make sure I'm surrounded by people smarter than me. And this was no exception. So I just brought in people who knew what they were doing, and to some degree relied on them to help me with the vision.
And as you went through the process, how did the vision change from what you started with to, you know, where you are now? What were the big pivots?
Yeah, from the initial concept way back, you know, the biggest pivot was from a nonprofit to a for-profit. And I decided that because I've been on nonprofit boards, and that's tough. Every year you're asking for money and you're just really scraping by, just trying to cover your costs, typically in the boards I was on. Whereas if you're a for-profit, you know, you have the justification for innovation. So there's so much more that we can do, so much more that we can offer that's innovative and hopefully worthwhile to the industry, that we couldn't do. I didn't feel we could do as nearly as well as a nonprofit. So that was the biggest thing. And then really just morphing it into a marketplace. Because again, it started out as more of like a nonprofit association. And now it's turned into more of a full service marketplace for both parties. So I was trying to merge those two concepts together as far as that association community feel, but with all the real world practical benefits of a marketplace.
How much did your background influence the development? Was it like heavily influenced by the background and what you do?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't have, that's what gave me the confidence to do it, was even though a lot of the technical side I didn't know, I still knew from my experience that this was a problem in the industry, and I knew I wasn't alone. So really, it made it, I'm not going to say simple, but it definitely helped that I was just trying to solve my own problems for the most part, and then getting in feedback from others as well. You know, I've been on the land agent side, I've been on the hiring manager side of things, so I had both of those perspectives. You know, I had others, you know, industry colleagues that I tapped for their input as well, and so that helped a lot. That it was a pretty overwhelming and intimidating task, gave me the confidence to do it because I had that background.
Did you have a lot of input when you mentioned other colleagues? Did you have a lot of input from other hiring manager mindsets when you were going through the process?
Admittedly, I didn't get a lot of input before I went forward. I just I was pretty confident that I was solving a problem that there was a need. Some of the input I got was that they didn't see how it was going to work, and I don't think that's all that uncommon for entrepreneurs. Is, you know, not everybody's going to grasp the vision right away, and you don't know until later who was right. You know, was I right or were they right? So you don't know until it's too late. But
isn't that the truth? Take some courage. Let's talk about the benefits. Take us a bit deeper so that our listeners can really understand, what are the key benefits?
Sure. So we'll oversimplify it for the sake of this conversation. It's a dual-sided marketplace. So it's basically kind of like Indeed meets eHarmony, where it's a hiring platform, but we're going so much deeper than that. We're having the land professionals take personality assessments, skills assessments, things of that nature. There's a rating system where each party rates each other throughout their contract or throughout their job, and then at the conclusion. So all those things factor into it. So for the land pros, for the right-of-way agents, the benefits to them is what we're going for is one main application. So you fill out your profile on part and parcel, and our goal is that's it, that we're going to strongly encourage the hiring companies, and we'll make it extremely convenient. We will export your information if you approve. We will make it so that the hiring company can just pull that information rather than having you do it all over again. So that's one thing we're trying to do, is just really get away from having to rely on resumes. And, you know, if you're trying to find a job, filling out 20 applications on 20 different sites. So we want to get away from that and try and make it convenient, because we've got the information there. Everything that hiring company wants to know, we should have. So that's one of the things. And then with that, since we're diving deeper, you know, we're going beyond just what's on paper. We're looking at skills, we're looking at traits. And so this allows you to highlight those. So we can show, hey, wow, this guy's really good in these areas. And these are things that we correlate, that correlate strongly with a high performing land professional in this sector. And so it gives them a way to stand out from the crowd that a piece of paper doesn't. An application or resume just can't do. And so to the same effect, you know, not everybody's good at everything. Nobody's good at everything. So what are your weaknesses? Well, let's figure those out. And then we're gonna give you some coaching or some classes to help you bone up in those areas where you're lacking. So, and then the last piece for the pros would just be, again, back to that community and content piece. So we do blog posts, we're sharing articles, doing white papers, things of that nature, and really just want to help educate and have information available to the land professionals. The benefits for the companies. So, you know, we want to make it a quick and affordable process. We want to really be cost competitive with other platforms out there where they can post jobs. And then we come back to that deep dive again, where we're really looking at traits, and we're using our own proprietary algorithms to recommend, basically to rank based on what criteria they're looking for, what position they're hiring for. We can help rank available prospects for their positions. And then, yeah, it goes back to that, again, the ratings, as well as the transparency. So as a part of this, if you take a job, then to some degree, it's going to show that you your availability has been reduced by that much. So if it's a full-time job, it's going to show, it won't necessarily need to reveal confidential information, but it'll say this person's engaged in a full-time gig. And so that everybody's aware, hey, this guy's got something going on. So if both parties are aware of that and they still want to engage in an additional side opportunity, that's perfectly fine as long as everyone's aware. So that's that transparency piece that, again, I felt was lacking in the beginning. So.
And so once the, like you match a candidate up with a hiring company, at what point does the relationship between part and parcel and those other parties end?
Well, it doesn't. And the reason for that is I really feel like the ratings are crucial. So the ratings are between the hiring party and the land professional. And so I think that really will help build, again, that accountability and transparency for both parties. So, well, what we ask, so we're not charging anything based on like a trans, it's not transactional in that regard, as far as if somebody gets hired, then you pay this, because we don't want anybody to go outside the system. So we want folks to say, okay, yep, we're engaging with Chad on this. And so these two parties are working together on this. And so that we can reflect that in the system. But then also we want to do periodic check-ins. So probably most likely monthly check-ins for each party to give some feedback on how the process is going. And so that accomplishes two things. So number one, it's basically justification for the final rating. So once the position or the project concludes, then there's a final rating that goes in the system. And if they've been giving each other 5 out of 5 stars for the last 6 months, and then the project concludes and one of them gives a 1 star, well, that doesn't track with what they were saying for the last 6 months. So we've got to figure out, okay, why are you giving them a 1 star now? And you've been giving them 5 stars for the last 6 months. So that's part of it. But also it just promotes healthy communication. So we want to avoid problems before they start. So by doing this, we're helping to address those issues before they become major issues.
In a situation where, say, you connect a couple of parties and then it turns into a full-time employment, let's say, like, is there a period then when, you know, maybe the ratings go in, but you're no longer tracking that relationship?
So we're going to have soft ratings that go in. So if it's a long-term contract position or a full-time in-house position, we'll have a soft rating in there so that we can account for that. Technically, no, that'll always be there. I mean, if they're there 8 years and then they come back and that has concluded, then a hard rating will go in the system and they'll be able to move forward. So, you know, it's free for both parties to be in the, you know, to be members. So they don't have to pay ongoing for that tracking. That's just something that's part of the system.
I got a question for you on the training. So back to the access professional and the training that's offered. Tell me more about that.
What we're wanting to start out with is the simple things that we feel are important to being a good land professional. So the super basic stuff, like making sure you're electronically capable. So do you know how to use your cell phone? Do you know how to use your laptop? Can you use Microsoft Office? So, you know, we'll start with the basics and we'll work up from there. You know, there'll be emotional intelligence and negotiation and communication, things of that nature. And so then we'll just keep working up from a very broad basic to more and more specific industry things. So we'll get into, you know, renewables 101, but then we'll get into wind and we'll get into solar, we'll get into minerals, and we'll get into large right-of-way projects, things of that nature. We're still developing those. That's going to be an ongoing process. You know, we'd be happy to partner. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. But our goal is to make them affordable. So that's why most likely we're going to be creating a lot of this content ourselves, because we want to offer it more affordably than what's out there in most places.
One thing that strikes me as really cool about this is the algorithm that connects, sort of ranks the fit. I think that's really neat. And I also like that you're doing some other kind of assessments on the candidate side. So do you have that, the trait assessment? How did you come up with that? Did you partner with an existing tool, or what are you, how are you doing that?
Sure. So we've looked at a lot of different options, and we decided to develop our own as far as the assessments. So we're working with people analytics consultants and other specific subject experts to create our own assessments and our own complementary courses when applicable. So yeah, that was very important to the process. I used to think that I really could tell a person through an interview, and I've learned that that's not always the case. So this just takes it a step further, where you can still trust your gut, but have some information, additional information to verify that as far as different character traits and skill sets that you can show on paper how they rank compared to others.
Where is it at right now? What's the current state of the platform?
Absolutely. So we've soft launched, which means it's out, it's up, but only land professionals, only access folks are able to get in and create a profile. So they can create their initial profile and get access to content that we're creating, content that we're curating, as well as job listings. We've got over 60 job listings that we're just collecting from around the internet for free, just for the benefit of our members for right now. That's where we're at the moment. What it looks like, what it feels like now, is what they call an MVP. So it's not anything like what the full blown version will be like in 3 to 4 months. It's just something to get it out there, get folks familiar with the concept, because it is pretty novel in what we're all trying to accomplish. So let folks get in, touch it, feel it, and wrap their minds around it, and then we'll come out with the polished, full blown, full featured version. Shooting for, well, we'll say 4 months to be safe.
What does it cost? What's the cost to be a member of it?
So it's free to sign up. So for the land pros, for the access folks, you basically have access to everything for $0. There'll be 1 to 2 tiers. We're still fine tuning that. I thought I had it where I wanted it, but I want to talk to some, again, this just comes back to surrounding yourself with experts, because this is an area I'm not fully sure about. So I'm running this back through with some folks, but we're trying to keep it so that it's affordable for the land professionals. So you can get the basics for zero. If you do the tiered version, we're probably looking at $20 to $40 a month for that. I guess I said that wrong. So they won't have access to everything. So one thing that we want to have with the tiered system is the availability of one-on-one coaching. So we'll have some automated coaching as a result of their assessments and some of the information that we get. But then we'll have real live folks available to give them some feedback on what they're looking at, what their results are, things of that nature. So.
And what about for the, like a company, a hiring company, what type of arrangement for that side?
Well, same thing there. I was pretty set on making it subscription-based because I didn't want to get in a situation where it was transactional, so that there wouldn't be any pressure to try and save a few bucks and go outside the system. I didn't want to compromise the quality, the integrity of the site, of the data. But it's occurred to me that we should probably structure it in a, like all the other, LinkedIn, Indeed, kind of a pay-per-click type paper job on the front end side of things. So that's a revelation, honestly, I've had in the last few days. So it really genuinely is a process as far as what this thing, at least for me, it's been a process. Yeah. So I just want to structure it in a way that's most convenient and valuable to both sides. And so I think we might rework that a bit on the hiring company side, so that it's more kind of a pay-per-click for job ads type of the situation, so that they're safeguarded on their end as far as, they're only paying for when they get results.
Right. That's cool. I mean, it's evolving as you go here, and we recognize that you're a little ways out from a full launch. So, and I, you know, I know with these things, they continue to evolve even after the launch and with new versions. So what do you think the future holds in this space for innovation? This is one example of a way that you're trying to solve a problem that I think is a common problem using some technology and maybe concepts that exist today for other reasons, like a dating site or, a LinkedIn or what have you. What else do you see on the innovation front that might create some value in the space that we're in?
Well, we actually, I did a webinar on this for our members, and we're turning it into a white paper called The Future of the Land Professional. And so basically, what I kind of hit on in that is, as much as everything around us changes, technology changes, we're always going to have that human element in this business. And as the rest of our daily lives goes more and more to technology, I think we'll reach a point where everyone will just get so sick of it that they'll welcome that human element. So I think our industry, our profession is here to stay regardless of how technology evolves around us. It's just how we interact with the technology as it evolves and how that factors into what we're doing. And so this is us being more efficient for both sides. We're trying to reduce the work for both parties involved with finding a job and finding someone to hire, as well as reducing the risk for both parties. Again, trying to avoid those bad experiences before they happen. So yeah, it's just, we're not reinventing the wheel. We're just taking a lot of information from a lot of different places, a lot of different technology, and putting it all together specifically for this industry. And so I do think we'll see more and more of that. With the Internet of Things, we've come a long ways with all these different things now that are online, that are digitized and this and that. But now we're going to kind of see specialized verticals within those. So, instead of just broad career sites, we're seeing, a part and parcel where we focus on specific industries and cater to those industries. There's just so much more we can do as far as helping cater to both parties when we specialize on a specific profession.
Let's end on some advice. What advice would you give either a access professional or a hiring company at this stage, knowing what tools are currently available out there? What kind of hiring advice would you give them at this stage?
Well, for the access professionals, I would say, what we're trying to do, we're not trying to change you or reinvent you. You need to be true to who you are. Be authentic. I think that's critical. Be upfront and honest about who you are, what your strengths and weaknesses are. And that's, again, that's what we're trying to help you do. So I fully believe in that. Misrepresenting yourself or your abilities is just going to get you in trouble one way or another. I would say be authentic and transparent. And I would, not only with your company that you're trying to get on with, but your landowners that you're dealing with. I think that's absolutely critical. People can tell when you're being inauthentic, and it just, you might get lucky every now and then, but long-term you're not going to be successful trying to take advantage of folks without being authentic and transparent. So that's what I would say for the access pros. And I mean, it's pretty universal advice. I would say the same thing to the hiring companies, and that's what we're trying to do. So.
Yeah. One last question. How are you finding the market for getting resources in the United States present day?
It's tightening up, especially depends on what we're hiring for, but certain things are definitely harder to fill than others. So for example, a lot of our wind renewable energy clients want professionals with years of wind experience. And there's just not a lot of those folks out there that are left. If they're left, it can often be for a reason. And so finding good quality folks that have that background is hard. And And again, this comes back to what prompted me to start this, because there's some really, really good folks sitting on a couch because they just happen to have the wrong background as far as what part of the industry they got into, that could run mm-hmm. circles around someone who just happened to stumble into the right industry. You know, they happen to stumble into renewables and they're not worth the hoot, but because they have that on their resume, they keep getting recycled through the industry, where we would all be better off if they would, we would be better off if we would help them find a better path outside of this industry. And, you know, when we can accomplish that, basically we can identify and reward those who are good people and good at their profession, and then identify those that are less so and help them out and help them find a different path. And it's, mm-hmm. it's that saying, you know, a rising tide raises all boats. So that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. John, I think it's great. You're helping get the right people in the right seats, and which is a mantra we march to ourselves. And I really appreciate this. I think it'll be very interesting for our listeners. I know that there'll be a good lot of folks that aren't aware that there's something like this coming and think they'll appreciate it. So I want to thank you for coming on the show, and it's a little bit different topic from what I usually cover. So I think it'll be refreshing too. So thanks, John.
Thank you.